Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White, your host of Keeping It Real on Purpose. And today we are continuing our series with Real Talk with Life Coaches. And we have here today our guest, our honored guest, Stephanie Davies. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. Stephanie Davies is a dedicated life coach and former therapist with nearly two decades of experience empowering individuals to overcome challenges and embrace personal growth. She's a California native, earned her bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of San Francisco and her master's in social work from California State University, Long Beach. Now, in 2006, Stephanie moved to Omaha, Nebraska. Big change, right, guys? Where she built a thriving career serving schools, hospitals, and private clients. Driven by her passion to guiding women through life transitions, she earned her life coaching certification in 2024. Today, Stephanie helps women reconnect with their authentic selves, navigate change, and design lives filled with purpose and alignment. Outside of work, you can find Stephanie cherishing time with her wife, their four children, and two lively dogs. Not lovely, but lively dogs. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Happy to be here.
As we were talking before, I love the conversation with you about balance. And I think that's so important. And I would love my audience to hear what you said about balance once you introduce yourself. So go ahead and reintroduce yourself or, you know, let us know something special.
So I am Stephanie Davies, and I am fairly new to life coaching after a long career as a therapist, where I found that my life was not in balance. And there's just this culture of productivity where people don't stop and they go, go, go. And we move so fast that you don't even realize, A, how burnt out you are, or B, how disconnected you are from your authentic self. Yeah. Because you're just going so fast day to day in this world
absolutely.
We live in.
Absolutely.
And so with my transition to life coaching is really focusing on finding that balance and staying connected to my authentic self, to my purpose in this life, and not just going forward with what I should be doing based on all the standards set up for us.
Yeah.
And so that is definitely a focus this year and a focus with changing my career to life coaching, helping people find their authentic self and helping people create that balance where they don't feel just completely disconnected from who they are in the day-to-day world they're living.
Yeah, and I think we forget that. You know, I could tell you when we were talking pre-show, when you said something about burnout, not until then, I had gotten tired of working. I said to you, I got tired of working the one-to-ones because I felt like I was repeating myself, right? But I didn't realize until you were talking that it was burnout, you know? Yeah. And when you feel like you're just keep repeating yourself, you're literally just stuck in a cycle. That's really what it is. So we really don't realize sometimes that we're stuck in a cycle because it's a way of living that we don't recognize. Would you say that would be true?
Oh, definitely. And it's like, you just go on autopilot and you go and you go and you go. We move so fast. So really like taking a step back and slowing down. And when you find yourself just going through the motions, it's like, driving to work every day and you don't even remember getting there, you know, it's like, wait a second. So we need to slow down and kind of notice life again.
Yeah. And that's what happens when we're not in the moment. And you just brought a great point to view is that if you're driving to work and you don't even notice what's going on and how you got there, you look up and like, oh, I'm here already. It's because you're on autopilot. And that's when you really need to recognize it's time for a change or a pause, as it were.
Absolutely. And like in this culture we live in, that's all about productivity and accomplishments,
right,
like pausing and slowing down is mm-hmm. not as valued.
Right.
And no. So it's almost like yeah. rebellious to be yeah. like, no, I want to have a slower life. I want to yeah. sit yeah. and be yeah. and notice and enjoy, because we have to keep up so much yeah. with expectations, with bills, with kids, with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're accustomed to that. I know for us New Yorkers, and I probably say mm-hmm. that some stuff about Californians,
yes.
that, you know, New Yorkers, that everything's rush. Everything, you're so fast. Everything's fast. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. yeah, I don't know if it's all, I think it's almost everyone is. It just depends mm-hmm. on what climate you're in, you know, but I can truly say, I would say to my sister when she looked down, so I said, oh, so what did you do today? She goes, all I know was hot.
Yeah.
She goes, you know what? It's such an interesting question, because I worked. I don't remember any poignant, like something like mm-hmm. saying, oh, this was like really, you know, something that really like hit me. It was just like, I was just going through the motions. And I mm-hmm. said, yeah. So even being in the South, you can be out of balance. No, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to do with the atmosphere. It literally is life itself gets in our way, and we don't enjoy the moment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think we become so disconnected from what we really want, who we really are, because we're being who we should be for everybody else.
Yeah.
Like the mom, the employee, the spouse, whatever yep. the case may be, and creating that pause, that quiet, it's really valuable.
Oh,
I woke up yesterday morning, you know, first day of the year, and I made a decision. I'm not going to do my normal routine of turn on the news and go through those motions. I kept my house quiet till about noon. I was very proud of myself. I didn't turn on the TV. Yeah, I spent some time writing, meditating, mm-hmm. kind of aligning with how I want this year to look.
Right.
I had to consciously do it when I woke up, and before I immediately go to turn on the TV, how do I want to spend this time? I had a few hours on my own. Let's make use of this time and create what I would like for my life this year.
And that's going right. forward. And only we can do that.
Yes.
You know, as you said, our roles, mm-hmm. our responsibilities, and maybe the rules in the world, mm-hmm. you know, they're just there, but we're the ones that kind of make that balance happen. And I'm telling you, you're in a great start, because I've been doing just what you're doing, starting to do for 7 years now. Mm-hmm. And it's been the most liberating thing. Even when I went back to work for a while, and they was like, oh, can you come in at 9? I said, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said, no, because I need to come in at this time, because I need this time for myself. You know, I've given so much of my life away, and they agreed, mm-hmm. but you know, you have to create that. You have to put that forward. It's nothing wrong with saying what you need in your life, what mm-hmm. you require. Let's talk about freedom, because I know we always talk about, you know, more cash, more freedom, you know?
Yeah.
Let's talk about freedom being part of that balance.
Well, I think the freedom to choose the life you want to live and mm-hmm. get very just mindful and conscious of what you want your life to look like. So taking mm-hmm. the time to do the inner work, to do the reflecting, and then creating a life that aligns with that, and not necessarily doing the 9-to-5 job or your life looking the certain way it's supposed to look, but feeling the freedom to create the life that works for you, that may be a little bit off the beaten path.
Yeah, that's it. And it takes a lot of that. It takes a lot of that. But freedom, sometimes we don't even recognize it. Like, you recognize that there's a freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, I'm going to freely block off time at 12.
Yeah.
Silence, you know, and mm-hmm. and we don't realize that we have the opportunity to have that freedom, especially with the 24 hours that we have in our lives.
Absolutely. And everybody might not have the luxury that I had yesterday afternoon or morning with no kids and no obligations. But I think most people can find, you know, 15 to 20 minutes or even 10 minutes to kind of sit and ground yourself, breathe, write, do something just for you to create that space, because then it really can change how you move about your day, what you agree to, what you say no to, the boundaries you set.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So tell me exactly now. I know you said that you worked with emergency EMTs?
First responders. So first police, responders. Firefighters, paramedics, okay. That. So I worked with first responders doing trauma therapy for about 12 years, I guess it was. It became just a full-time thing. It was nothing I intended to go into, but there was such a need for someone to work with first responders in Omaha and the community I live in. And a lot of these first responders are so traumatized.
Yeah.
And they were never dealt how to deal with the trauma when they, I mean, most of these guys, they go into academy and you're told to suck it up or drink or, you know, whatever the case may be, not talk about it. And so we end up with a lot of first responders that are just really broken because they've been exposed to a lot of trauma and never really given the tools how to deal with the trauma. And then there's a lot of people who become first responders come from a family of origin that is very chaotic and abusive, which draws them into wanting to be that first responder.
That's a good one. That's good.
Yeah, to be able to take control, manage the environment, because that's what they learned to do as a kid. Yeah. And so we really have these first responders walking around that never even dealt with the childhood trauma. And then they're in a job that constantly exposes them to trauma. Mm-hmm. And they have the highest suicide rate among any career
and
fire. And so they've never been given the tools to work with it. So it's really been a shift in the last, I'd say, 5 years, where now they're starting at academy day one saying, you're going to see some bad things. This is how you can manage it. Where, you know, 20, 30, 50 years ago, those conversations weren't happening.
Never happened. Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying, you know, and I've always worked in the human services area. Well, and so I work with a lot of real estate agents and things like that. So in my career, you know, and those that are directly taking care of, whether it be, nurses or home health aides or direct care staff, I've always been around that type. And social workers, a lot of social workers.
The caretakers of this world.
Yes.
Who their whole life is about giving to other people.
Right. And they get that from their own lives, as you say.
Yeah.
They get it from their own lives.
And then they're not taking care of themselves.
Right.
And they don't have that balance. And that is so.
I've been told that a lot of when they kind of transition into these careers or make these career moves, it's because it's like their penance. I need to work with somebody like me that, you know, and they're not even remotely healed, if that makes sense. You know that. They're not even nowhere near even knowing what healing even feels like, you know, and they're not near it. And then when they come to find out is when we probably see them is when they're burnt out.
Yes. And so beyond, and I see more times women that they're in a helping profession. So they're a nurse, social worker, whatever the case may be. they have little kids and they have aging parents. So they are a caretaker in every capacity of their life.
Yeah.
And how do they hold on to their own sense of identity?
Sure.
Outside of that. And their identity is based around caring for others.
Yeah.
And they become so like, you know, disconnected from themselves and burnt out and because their whole world has been set up to give, which is wonderful and noble, but it doesn't leave much for yourself.
No. And I really want to ask the question, when did that happen? When did somebody say this to give all of yourself? I don't know when it happened. And I've been doing research and like, when did the world say that we have to give everything of our lives to somebody else?
Yeah, to everybody else. And
everybody else but ourselves. And yes. I'm saying, I really want to know. I don't see it in, well, let me just say, I don't see it in history that anyone that has ever been in history have written a book that's ever gave up any time to anything, but to create. I've only seen creation or... We all want to feel our best, but let's be real. Some wellness trends are hard to stick with. Taking shots of apple cider vinegar, yuck, no thanks. Swallowing giant vitamins, not for me. Golden Nutrition is wellness made easy and delicious with their chewable gummies. From apple cider vinegar for digestive support to ashwagandha for stress relief. Goldie's gummies fit effortlessly into your routine. They're made with high-quality ingredients, they taste amazing, and are packed with essential B vitamins to help you feel your best every day. So head on over to Goldie now and get America's number one ashwagandha and apple cider vinegar gummies at an exclusive 42% off. Give them a try, risk-free, and they're backed by our money guarantee. Because wellness should be simple, effective, and delicious. Don't wait. Visit goli.com, goli.com. You know, bringing forth like maybe manifesting something in their lives, like Martin Luther King. Like manifesting what he was supposed to do in his life. Okay. You know, the creators, like, you know, the artists, they all created. What time did they have to? I didn't see nothing about taking care, even being a husband.
Absolutely.
So none of that. Yeah. So I really want to know, when did this happen? Like that we have inadvertently start taking care of everything and everybody else, but not ourselves.
And then it takes all that possible creativity that you could
It takes it all, right?
Because you can't really like let your creative mind go when you're constantly going.
You can't hustle
to be able to hold on to that creativity. And I just read the book, The Artist's Way. I don't know if you've read that.
No, you gave me something else to write down. So I'll
get but it is all about, we all have this playful, creative person inside of us. And you see when you look at children, and then by the time we become adults, we have lost it. And
totally
it's like,
lost it.
How do you find your way back to creativity? And I know when I was a trauma therapist working with first responders, seeing 30 plus people a week and a mom and a wife, you know, all the things, there was no space for that creativity. Mm-hmm. And with this new reshuffle of my life into life coaching, I am being very intentional of how many clients, keeping that space for writing. I've written a book in the past six months, you know, that I've wanted to write for years, but I didn't have the space for it.
Right.
So it's like you have to be so intentional and put up like these boundaries and stick to it, because if you just say yes to everything, there's going
to
be
You're going to say no to you.
Exactly. Say no to you. There's no piece of yourself left.
No, there's nothing. It's true. That's very true. I will tell you that in even coaching some of the, you know, my clients, they wanted to write books. And their life is so hectic. And I was like, well, if you want to do something like diva, you have to carve out time. And one famous saying, everybody tells me, there's only 24 hours in a day. And I said, well, we both got the same 24 hours. You have to prioritize what's important, mm-hmm. what's not. You got to do that. I can't do it for you. You have to do that. You know, mm-hmm. even a ghostwriter that writes your book, you have to carve out time to talk to him and give him a skeleton of your life.
Yes.
You can't just like, oh yeah, write my story. He doesn't know what to write. It's just, you know, it's the same thing with our lives. Sometimes we get so overconsumed with the unnecessaries. And I read this book and I saw this guy, I don't know where I saw him. I think I saw him on LinkedIn. No, not LinkedIn. Yeah, LinkedIn. And I said, oh, he wrote this book and it was called The Art of Not Giving a F.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So I was like, I got to get that book. Right. Yeah. And it really, the crux of the entire book is we care about the wrong things when we should be caring about those small things that we miss the lesson in the small things. And I thought that was so apropos. And that was one of the books that kind of changed my life. And I think I was during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends is like, oh, what book do you want? It's right after the pandemic was over. And she goes, I want to give you something, you know. And I said, I want that book. She mailed it right to me. I was like, yeah. And it was really good. So when we see those things in our lives that we need, like you said, it's like getting to that burnout.
Part.
But we're one of the lucky ones that we were able to be aware of it.
Yes.
Not everybody's that. That blessed to have that, you know, that to know, oh, I'm burnt out, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And take a step back and reevaluate.
Yeah, reevaluate. Mm-hmm. And everything deserves a reevaluation. Everything, you know, mm-hmm. relationships, you sit down, you know, with your children every 5 years. Okay, they're getting older. Let's sit down and have a powwow or something. What do you want to do with your life? You know, so mm-hmm. you can stay connected. What we don't do is stay connected for that balance. Like you said, we don't stay connected. Mm-hmm. The kids grow up around us. I remember when I was working in real estate, I think my son was 10 and mm-hmm. I woke up and he was 16.
Absolutely.
Like, what happened?
Yeah.
What happened? But that's how I was so disconnected from mm-hmm. him and he was a baby and I was so disconnected. I felt like horrible. Here he was 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked around. He was turning 16. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
I missed a lot.
Yes.
So we can be so disconnected. That's another thing, is staying connected, like you said, as part of the balance is mm-hmm. staying connected.
Yes. And it's funny because, you know, everyone says, if they ask, what's most important to you? Oh, my family. But so yeah. often our family gets the leftovers of our
energy. Yes.
You know, like
the total leftovers.
Yeah. The best part of our energy, ourself, our kids, our spouse gets the leftovers of that energy.
Yeah.
And then relationships don't really thrive with leftover energy. Like, mm-mm. how is that possible? And so
seeing
if these are my goals and my priorities in life, am I creating a life that can reach those goals?
Right.
And how do I do that? Because it takes some radical rearranging sometimes to make it happen.
Absolutely radical rearranging. I love it. Absolutely. That's a hashtag right there.
Yeah.
Radical rearranging. That's it. Yeah. Because you do need to do that and you need to take control of your life. I did a live this morning that talked about decisions.
Mm.
Decisions give such confidence. When you don't make a decision, you're unsure. Your confidence mm-hmm. level is very low. But if you make one decision, if you have coffee and tea in front of you, say, I don't want coffee, I want tea. When you start making even the smallest decisions like mm-hmm. that.
Yes.
You know, and I'll tell you how this could slip, coffee or tea, okay? I have coffee and tea in my house, right? Mm-hmm. So in my head, I'm saying to myself, Well, which one is easier to make?
Oh.
Never mind, which one do I want?
Yes. Oh, wow.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you play that in your brain, and it's subconscious. And then you like, I really wanted that tea.
Mm-hmm.
And we it's like part of self-worth. It's and when you make decisions like that, it's part of self-worth. Are you worth it? Another great example, I was literally at home by myself. My kids are all big and they have their own lives and I have grandkids. Mm-hmm. So they just left, by the way. And I'll come in the house. I'll be in the house. I have a little small pup and I'll be in the house and I'll be going into the kitchen, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the dark. Why am I doing that?
Yeah.
Self-worth. It's like.
Yep.
It's self-worth. Why would you have, there's a light switch that comes out of my room. What am I doing that for? And I had to realize that was self-worth making it, oh, you don't need to cut the light off. You're not worth turning the light on. But here I am, the one that's working to keep the lights on.
Absolutely. Yes.
It just things like that gives us back that confidence and helps us get that balance so that we see that we are worth the effort.
Absolutely. And giving yourself permission.
Yes.
To like enjoy that and make yourself a cup of tea, even though it takes a little longer. And like reinforcing your own worthiness.
Yes.
By doing absolutely. That. And then modeling that for the people in our life. Like, no, I enjoy this. I'm going to make it. I'm worth doing this. And not always taking the leftovers or the burnt toast. Yeah.
That's so true. I mean, just small things like that, audience, that's what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. And if you guys are stopping in right now, we're talking to an amazing lady, Stephanie Davies, who is a life coach. Past therapist. She's got a whole lot to talk about, but we're talking with her today about balance in your life. So Stephanie, if you could give out my audience any good piece of advice as you're traveling along this, because I want to follow you on this journey that you're transitioning, because I'd love to see how it flourishes and how you navigate it, because it's amazing. This is what us women go through is navigating having a partner, navigating, you know, children, navigating a career change.
Absolutely.
All in the same damn town.
Definitely.
At the same damn time, you know, so we would love to follow you, but give us some, you know, some words of advice for the audience.
Okay, what I really encourage people to do, and, you know, I've written a book about navigating life changes and how to do this and kind of keep your sanity, is like you create this roadmap of here's my life and this is what I want my life to look like.
Yeah.
And then there's steps along the way and there's like the physical things you need to do, the acts that, you know, the to-do list.
Right.
And then there's the emotional piece of that too. And I think it requires constant self-reflection and checking in.
Okay.
And then small steps forward. So you take a small step, you check in. You take a small step, you check in. You keep people in your circle that support that outcome. And are on board with you. And so sometimes your circle needs to get smaller.
Right.
I mean, so you can have those people that you know are truly there and aligned with your goal. And so I think it's the slowing down and the checking in that often doesn't happen for women in life because we move so fast.
Correct.
And those are the main things. So you identify what you want your life to look like. You start down that path and you have to stay connected to that end goal because life happens so fast that we become so disconnected quickly. Right. So keeping that circle small with people you trust and noticing like those emotional milestones too, of like, for example, someone who gets divorced and is really struggling with that, but suddenly they've drifted to the middle of the bed. Like that's one of those little emotional milestones. It's not
right.
It's not something you check off a to-do list, but it's a little like exhale of, okay, I'm doing it. I'm on the right track. You know, here right. I go. For me, when I got divorced, which was the right decision for me, but caused a lot of ripple effects in the family, of course.
Right. Uh-huh.
But oh my gosh, I bought my first year on my own, I bought a pink Christmas tree. And it was this moment of, I didn't have to ask anybody else. I didn't right. have to consult with anybody. This tree meant so much more to me than just a tree. It was this significance of, I chose this life. I get to choose this tree, you know, which sounds silly, but it meant so much to me because mm-hmm. for so long, I felt like I was doing what was expected from everybody else and barely consulting with myself. And then I had that opportunity, like I've made some life changes. I'm on my way. What Christmas tree do I want? I want a pink
right,
tree.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it, you know, yeah. and really taking the time and noticing that. And now every year I pull it out and I was like, oh my gosh, this was so significant to me. Mm-hmm. Because for so many years, I was living by everybody else's standards, except for my own.
Yeah. Yeah. I can 100% agree.
Mm-hmm.
100%. I don't want to trump your pink.
Yeah.
tree, but yeah. I did a tree with old wine bottles one year and I put lights in them.
Oh,
and
my
Just created it literally out of a branch from outside. And I put the wine glasses on there and all different colors. And it was like, wow, I can be creative.
Yeah, you did that. And when you have this opportunity, like your brain flowing, I mean, that is so useful because we don't often live in that creative space as we were talking about earlier. And that I just think it's so good for our brains and it creates more energy in our body when we're creating and like good positive energy.
It is. It really is. Creativity is part of the balance, audience. Mm-hmm. So how can we find you, Stephanie? The audience can reach out to you and get some, you know, get to know you a little bit more or get your book.
Well, I have a website, mindfulpathcoachingllc.com. Okay. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. So awesome. I am findable and hopefully you can post some links to it. And yes,
so the audience knows we'll post it right under the video itself. So you perfect. Just look for it under the video. You'll have all the information for Stephanie. And audience, we really appreciate you because you could be anywhere else today, but you're here with us probably at lunchtime, if not any other time. We thank you today. This is my esteemed guest, Stephanie Davies, and I'm your host, Edna White, and we're signing off right now. Bye for now.
Thank you.